up to the dirt just like a seed, but you're never quite a flower. You feel more just like a weed.
Hello, everybody. This is Galen Lee. You are here for another edition of Sunday Sessions. I am celebrating the anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and somebody that I got to meet pretty recently through RAMPT that we're starting together is Namel Tapwaters Norris, and I am super pumped that he could be a guest on today's show to talk about his story, about his advocacy and his hip-hop music, and then also shaping disability culture, and I'm just super pumped. He's part of a duo called Four Wheel City, and so do you want to kind of introduce yourself, I guess?
Yeah, what's up? Tapwaters in the house, literally. Just here to represent my movement, Four Wheel City. What our mission is to inspire, educate, advocate, entertain. I'm the artist mostly. I do a lot of the writing and a lot of the performing as a rapper. My partner Rick, he's the producer. He makes our sound and the beats, and we've been making music together. And that music that we created, we put messages behind it about inaccessibility, anti-gun violence, disabled lives matter, a whole bunch of things that get us opportunities to inspire, educate, advocate, entertain. And that's what the whole movement is about. And we got like a lot of things happening with that. We met organically and through the grace of my mom, who was like an angel in that situation, who seen him outside one day and was like, yo, would you be my son friend after I got hurt? Because she seen he was in the wheelchair already. And he gave her his number. And from there, we just, first day I met him, we started making music. And the rest is like history. But when we first met, he just was making beats, and I was trying to find my identity as a new artist in the wheelchair, because I used to walk before that. And so I was learning like my new ideas and my style. And then over a few years, that led to Four Wheel City being born through like our friendship and us making music together for so long.
That's so cool. So you and I have different experiences with disability, because I was born with mine. It's a genetic one. So you came into yours later in life. Did you have any like musical role models who were disabled, or like what made you be like, no, I can still do this?
It's funny you say that, because I didn't. And I was actually very, very discouraged at first. For some reason, Stevie Wonder came to mind. And I originally thought that I was like, oh, Stevie Wonder is a blind artist. And what that did for me was it gave me like a North Star. Like it told me that like, okay, there is a way to get people to accept you with a disability as a musician, because Stevie Wonder did it. And I was like, so just knowing that gave me the confidence to know that it's my responsibility to make good music. So after I realized that, I was like, I didn't put the like the blame on the audience anymore. I was like, the challenge is for me to make music that people would like and tune into and want to be like, okay, he's a good artist, even though he's in a wheelchair. I started to paint pictures of my own life and put those two things together. And then that's what led to like the sound of like Four Wheel City.
That's really cool to hear you say that. I've never thought that before, but like Stevie Wonder is a really good example of someone whose music is just so good that no one's going to be like, oh, but he's blind. You know, he's just so good.
Yeah, I said it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
But then I doubled up the challenge, because I was like, I want to do that and talk about disability issues. Like I could make something that's easy to, which I do too, like easy for people to connect with, because it's familiar. But then I was like, going into disability culture, I was like, I want to build a culture out the content of my music.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, because you don't want to like, oh, I'm never going to mention disability because it's not the mainstream. You still want to be who you are, right?
It's been a double whammy. How do you make music talk about things that people don't talk about in music?
Yeah.
And then how do you make it good enough that they'd be like, okay, I just want to listen to it and you're cool. Let me still give you a shot. I like challenging music in music, though. So, and I think we've been doing pretty good at it, because we've been given opportunities based just on that to showcase our talent. Speaking of Stevie Wonder, like last year I was part of the docuseries Apple TV Plus put out. It was called Dare, where they have people write letters to prominent people like Oprah, Spike Lee, and Stevie Wonder. And I was one of the people who got to write a letter to him.
Oh, wow.
And he got to read it, and we got to interact through the show. And he, like, read some of what I said. And the thing that was crazy, though, to me, what brings this whole thing full circle from the day I told you when I thought about using him as a North Star is that I was the only musician. Another guy was Bryan Stevenson, who had a movie with Jamie Foxx in him. But I was the only musician.
Wow.
And not only the only musician, I also had a disability. So I watched it from that perspective. I was looking at it, listening to him as a disabled artist and his story. And I'm like, my story's so much similar to his. And I'm looking at it in real time. It was a blessing to be like, for Stevie Wonder to have a platform like that, but then to be the artist who had that connection with him, the disability and the music.
Yeah, he really liked it, I bet.
And the thing they spoke about was the song we made, The Movement, how much barriers it had broke. So they showed some of that song and things like that. They spoke about that particular song. I used them as a guide of light, and it came full circle that they used that song in that show.
Dang, they actually used that song. That is really cool.
Yeah, they showed us perform at the Disability Pride Festival that was here. And it was like confirmation that the goal that we had set out was like kind of confirmed for me, because it was like Stevie Wonder, and it was like the vision was like coming to life.
Oh my gosh, that's a cool story. And that's the thing is, I think people, like, I think it's important for artists like you, where you're going to talk to a subset of people who literally haven't been addressed before, right? Like I was noticing at my concerts, people would come up and they wouldn't look disabled on the outside, but they'd be like, oh, I had cancer, you know, 2 years ago. And it's just cool to see someone, you know, I can relate to your music in a different way. And I think that that's important to have that in a lot of different genres, because, you know, mm-hmm. not everybody at my shows are going to your shows or other way around. Like, I think it's important to have it in, like, as many genres as possible, have that diversity, like, in the music, so that people can connect to it, even if you wouldn't think. Like, I bet Stevie Wonder, I wonder if he ever thought, I'm going to be a guiding light to a guy who is using a wheelchair. Like, I bet he wasn't really thinking that when he put out his music. You know what I mean?
I agree. And they say, even Lin-Manuel Miranda said something when he was advertising for on the show. He's like, you never know, like, the ripples you're going to create that you're going to create when you create something. And yeah. I was like, wow, that's deep, because that's how I feel about this whole journey. Is like the little songs that we make, like, have taken us to places like I never imagined.
Yeah. Let's maybe have you play your song so that we can kind of get a vibe. This is The Movement. This is the one that was on that show, right?
Yeah, The Movement. We performed this at the United Nations, the White House, for the 25-year anniversary of the ADA. The song has been breaking barriers like none, no other. That's what it's been doing for the culture of disability. It's been like putting it in different places where people don't normally hear this stuff.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Yo. Tired, man. Get this car to start. Yeah. Four Wheel City. Alright, let's roll. Let's go. Drop the helicopters over us. They watching. They don't want us to be a part of their city, man. They pull all these steps, man. All these curves we can't get over good, though. All these inaccessible stores,
man. Four Wheel City.
Resilient. They don't want us here.
Four Wheel City.
What we gonna do? We gonna make our own place.
Four Wheel City.
Welcome to Four Wheel City.
Four Wheel City. I like to say, rest in peace to Christopher Reeve. Something on my chest that's been bothering me. What's the problem, B? When I'm out in the streets, it's like I can't go nowhere. What's wrong with me? How come when I go to the store, I gotta call first to see if this wheelchair accessible? How come they treat me like a vegetable?
Huh?
Like I ain't here.
But I'm here.
And I can say I don't care. But the truth is I can't walk up the stairs. So I need a ramp and an elevator too. And while you're at it, bring an accessible bathroom. Want the same thing if it happened to you? Hey,
welcome to
Four Wheel City.
Where you from?
Four Wheel City.
Here
glad to have y'all.
Four Wheel City. It's the movement to come forth. Movement.
Welcome to
Four Wheel City.
Where you?
C's, my L's, my paths, my bars, my completes, my incomplete wheels, baby. My birth defects, my amputee, four wheel city, let's roll, I better be ready, man, about to blow up on y'all stage, it's the movement, baby.
Yeah, that's four wheel city.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for doing that one. And you're right, like, those messages need to get out there. And that song is super catchy, so that's a way to make it happen. Like, and you played that at the White House? When did you do that?
The last year of Obama's presidency, we went to the White House and we went to Capitol Hill to speak about this project. It was called Mainstream. And we went to speak about poverty and how poverty is affecting the disability community and trying to get more access to funding and opportunities. So like we don't get marginalized and put caps on our abilities and our talents. So we went there to speak about it. And then we performed the song that we partnered with the National Disability Institute called Mainstream. And that song is pretty much addressing all those things and bringing awareness to that.
Cool. Wow, I didn't know about that one. That's a really good mission. You have a lot of different projects, and you do some anti-gun violence stuff too, and stay in school stuff as well, right? You work with kids sometimes.
This is what I love about music. Well, the kind of music, like the space we kind of created during our music, we feel like superheroes sometimes because it's a direct message that sometimes we come away and sometimes people actually ask us, can we make a song about this? Because when people first heard the movement, they're like, wow, I never knew somebody can rap about that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they can rap about this too. The ideas come from people asking sometimes, and sometimes it's how we feel just in general going through things.
Yeah.
We got to celebrate and promote each other because this is how we build our culture so people know, like, who's who and what's going on. Once somebody and all of us get like a platform to do things, we gotta showcase everything so we see that there's a lot going on in our space.
Yeah. So that's what I wanna ask you about. So you're from the hip hop background. So we were talking recently, because one thing that we are all passionate about is kinda changing the language around disability. Like, it's very often like negative or pity focused or like there's no party in disability yet. But we're like, let's bring the party. Because if you think about disability, we are able to just thrive and be creative and innovative and like work outside the box for like really cool results. But like you're kind of redefining what you can rap about in hip hop, like you're like changing that. And I think I'm changing how you can play an instrument. And like the innovation actually goes far beyond just our own selves or our own disability. So that's kind of what we want disability culture to be. But you were saying that you kind of see that as like side, like hand in hand with hip hop. And can you kind of explain what you meant by that?
Hip hop is not a very old genre of music. Hip hop is about 50 years old or something like that. And like the first rap records that were made, as big as rap is now, the first rappers and rap records made, most of them are still alive. Like the Cool Herc's, the Grandmaster Flashes, they're like these guys, they're still alive. They're still around. I haven't met them. You know, these guys, and these are the people who put this like foundation in place. So it's not, and they're not like old senior citizens.
Yeah.
So that gives you like an idea like how hip hop is, but. And hip hop comes from a place of like where it was its own thing. It started in the Bronx in a party. What it had to go through to get where it is now, it had to go through a lot of facilitating their own kind of shows, like people doing disability now and identifying who's the key players and stuff like that. But then from there, having to earn the respect of places like the Grammys or places where they could perform at, because the music itself was kind of not taken seriously. So you could kind of say like doing hip hop was kind of like a disability within the music industry at one point, because nobody respected it and nobody didn't know what it was. So when you said somebody doing hip hop, it's like, well, who are you? Like, why should I give you a chance? And it's like, okay, because I got this party over here, we doing music and we have an audience. Somebody has a radio station over there, a little radio. So it was a culture behind it, and to the point where once they got that, once hip hop got that respect, and they start to get that visibility, then you start to see the artists. Like you didn't see rappers start doing ballet. You didn't see them start doing other things. They still kept to the core of who they always were. All they did was get more investment from record companies, more promotion from publicists. So all they really did was get more light. Hip hop has never changed. Hip hop changes within itself, but it doesn't change the fit in with anything.
Yeah.
You know, it takes things from stuff, but it doesn't really. That's what hip hop is about. It's about like being who you are. So it's like hip hop, like I guess embodies what the same thing disability culture, because we don't need to change to fit in. We just need to bring out what we're already doing that's great. Like hip hop had to do and had to, and it's still going through it, because a lot of people don't even respect rap. There's been plenty of shows I have done, and people will be like, "Oh, I don't like rap, but I like what you did." I'm like, "Well, you don't make sense, because this is rap. So you like it. What you don't like is what you just think it is." Hip hop is like was at the bottom for a long time, because, and it's not just the genre of music. It's like the people who were doing it come from like the black community and like not having money, and it was like, well, who are you? It was no respect for the artists at one time because of like how it just came to be.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. So you're totally spot on that you just had to shine the light though, and people connected with it, and you guys didn't have to change what you were doing. I think that's a really important thing to remember. It's not like you like refined your style and then suddenly people liked it. It was like, no, everyone ignored it, and then when they stopped ignoring it, it connected with like people all over the world, right? Like, and that's like what disability can do. And what's cool is you're doing like hip hop and talking about disability, so you're straddling like several different worlds, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And when we first started doing it was like we didn't have no idea what happened, but first time we formed a movement, I seen the culture in the song and in the people. And I was like, we don't need to go into the industry. Like, we don't have to adapt to that, because there's a culture here already of people we can like cater to, but in a musical way, as if we were doing like the biggest records. So I was like, let me take my rhythms, but say things that is going to be in this culture, because as hip hop with rap, it's all about like bravado and persona, right? And how you present, right?
Yep.
So I was like, nobody never swagged out disability.
Yeah.
So I always felt like I was kind of like a plant, like a spot. When at some point I felt like that, because I felt like I understood that, because I came from a very, very hip hop, like I come from like where people really rap. I understand the power of lyricism and saying certain things. So when I got on a wheelchair, I was like, when I started writing again, I was like, I'm going to take this story and paint this picture in the hip hop kind of perception. I understood how to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be a translator.
Yep. Totally. When you're translating for like, so I'm not a hip hop artist, because I would suck at rapping, but you're like, hey, we are here and we're not ashamed, and here we're just going to rap and it's awesome and we're awesome. That vibe is something that I think a lot of people feel about disability, but they have nobody saying it and they have no place to hear it, but they don't feel like, a lot of people that I know in the disability world don't feel like their disability is the problem. It's the discrimination, right? Or the lack of accessibility. They feel like okay about themselves, but nobody in society is telling them like, you're okay.
It's a culture thing. And it's like, disability is not that fun to think about. It's not that fun to talk about. It's not that fun to rap about. So what we're doing is very hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's very hard, but I like that. Like, every time we break a barrier and get on a platform that's in the, even nominated for Underground Music Awards, it's like, I used to do open mics when I first got in the chair and was getting back into it. And I didn't really know how to address the crowd, and I didn't know what to perform. And once I started making songs about my story, I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to be able to speak to people directly with my story. I want to be kind of aggressive toward the crowd, like, I don't want to be like, you feel sorry for me. I want to be like, we here, this is the movement. Welcome to Four Wheel City. Take it or leave it.
Yep.
It don't matter if you take it or leave it, because we here. So it's like, it's a movement for improvement. So when we first started performing that, not only with people with disabilities, we started going to like clubs and open mics and stuff like that. People were really rocking with it. And I think it's because that's the attitude of hip hop. Then the beat, that beat that Rick made, that's called like a banger. So it's like, and you can't go wrong with something like that.
No, dude, that's sweet. Well, so when you make your music, are you always writing or are you listening to his beats and then you make music?
I think I had the idea for the song already. And then he might play me a beat. I'm like, okay, I'll use that one. I'm always thinking like of ideas for songs and stuff. So when he did that beat, I was like, that sound like it belongs in the club, but you know, we don't got to put it in the club. We can put it on like the disability culture. So it's like bringing, ushering in like a new idea.
Yeah, dude, I'm so excited to have met you. And like, that's the goal is to like get disability culture out and like just shine a light on it. That's all it is.
I think at the end of the day, it's like to shine a light on it. And then we just need like investment in yep. the art. Culture. The culture needs a lot of investment. It don't necessarily have to be directly from the industry, but it has to be from people who understand where to go within the industry. When you really think about it, it's like there's so many ways to do that, but if we don't have the right relationships, we don't have the right understanding and planning, then it's not going to look to par with the people doing what they're doing, because you will have no artists that we love if somebody didn't come invest in them. I don't care how many streams they had on SoundCloud. I don't care how many stuff. At some point, somebody came and invested in their work, and they built something from there that put them over the top. And like that's what happened in hip hop. When they started coming giving people record deals, when they came to the Bronx, they started giving these artists record deals, and they put out the message, and they put out to the hip hop. Those are record companies saying we're gonna start giving this thing a chance. So that's what disabled artists need as like a whole within the culture. Like that.
You're totally right. Totally. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm here like DIYing everything still, and it's like at some point, yeah, investment is what kind of changes the like lifts it up to the same level as other art, other genres, other art forms, whatever, you know, that's what you need. You're right.
Yeah, if you follow everybody's story. At some point, they're going to be like they got discovered or somebody called them with some money. There's always, you follow it. There's always, and before that, they're doing like all the shows around the world and everybody know them on the underground. But until somebody, you really like come, they call it the bag on them. It's like, there's no real level platform for like when you're talking about the mainstream artists or like just the way the business works.
Yeah. Dang. Yep. You're totally right. So what do you want to see in your lifetime, like by the time you are retired, although who knows when that'll be, what do you want to see different? You just want to see more investment?
I would like to see the inclusion, but there's a process to it. And I just like to see the process be more fair when people like have the equity invested in, whether it's time, whether it's talent, it all gets the same kind of light shined on it, because I just feel like there's a lot of people who are ignorant to the capabilities of artists with disabilities. I think, and I don't think it's their fault. I just think they go hand in hand again. Like, if you don't see it, how could you know? You don't experience it, how could you know? Like, before this happened to me, I didn't see it. I didn't experience it, so I didn't know. What I would like to see is that it just becomes more common in a way that, and it's responsibility on us as artists, but in the industry as a whole, in the music industry, to be more mindful of the culture, like to be more vested in it, and to know that there has to be a place for it, just like everything else. And they don't want to single it out to make it sound like, oh, like when you're talking about the Grammys, like they shouldn't have like a disabled music Grammy, but there should be always something that's inclusive to the culture in some kind of way. Because I'm trying to think what's the other way around it, and I think there is no way around it. Everything else is that. Like, if we talk about hip-hop, it's like best rap album. We talk about best contemporary. So if we're going to separate everything, I don't know the exact way, but somewhere within that, there has to be some kind of space for this.
Yeah, I wonder, it's like innovator, like what would you call that?
I had the concept, but I don't, somewhere in there has to be, because I feel like that's the way forward. Be able to put up a fair fight at least.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about you. One day I was in New York actually doing a show, and the green room was in the mop closet, and I couldn't get on the stage, and I was like, dang, this is like not equality, but nobody even knows that this issue is a thing. And so I was wondering, when you got back into music, were you surprised to find out how poorly accessible stuff was?
I wasn't surprised, but it was a realization.
Okay.
It didn't surprise me at all. Like, I actually was expecting it.
Okay.
I was expecting it, and it didn't surprise me, but, and that's what made me want to do Fort Worth City. You know, yeah. Instead of like complaining individually, like, how about that be the thing to address? Because I think one of my first, I got carried up on the stage, and I felt out of place. You know, I felt like I felt like I didn't belong there. That was like one of my first early on shows. I was just still trying to figure some things out. But I just felt like it was a crowd of people, and I just was like, damn, do I even belong in this space? Mm-hmm. And people don't always want to do this, but at some point it all comes down to yes, right? Yes, I do. And then building up the confidence to be like, guess what? Not only I belong, but I have a gripe and I have some people with me.
Yep.
I have the culture with me. Here comes the culture. Here comes the movement.
Yep. That's so sweet. And you are doing like a lot. I'm so excited that you are in my world now, because I just want to see this culture that you are creating and like putting out there, like, so like get into the minds of way more people, you know.
And it's happening, and I sometimes it blows my mind too, because I'm like, I see like the barriers being broke,
yep.
But then it's with the same like message, and I'm like, so it's happening. Yep. I see that it's happening, but it's like onward and upward, because sometimes it still doesn't get what we're fighting for, but I see like the idea materializing to different places.
Yeah, we're on like the turn. We're like rounding. We're coming up on the turn. I really think we are. Like, I think disability culture is being born as we are doing it.
The music industry is way behind a lot of other industries, because I'm starting to see it in so many other industries. The movie industry, the commercials, a lot of like the sports.
Yep.
There's a lot of industries that they see anymore, like the Paralympics are seeing today. The Paralympics is going to get equal pay, like the regular Olympians. If they win gold and everything, they're going to get like the equal pay.
Good.
But I'm like, you don't hear nothing about nothing in the music industry. Like, we're so behind in this new push for inclusion, I think.
Yep, we are. But that's why we're all getting together. I think that's the cool thing about meeting you and Lachi and Gooch and all the other people involved in Ramped, is just that it's like, oh, I'm not the only one doing this. So I think finding strength in the numbers kind of helps to create that culture, make it even bigger, you know, because there's a lot of us.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad you were on the show. Anything you want to add?
Happy ADA anniversary, Americans with Disability Act. I think this year is the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Disability Pride Month, you know what I mean? That's how we roll. Everybody just keep on pushing. I believe in yourself, you know, like have faith and just keep on trying to be great. That's all. And check us out, Fort Worth City, fortworthcity.com. Help us get some more followers. We got dope stuff going on, and just tell somebody about us, and be on the lookout for Rant.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you for being here with me today. Happy ADA celebration to you and Namel. Thanks for doing this with me. Take care. Bye.
Pushing up to the dirt just like a seed, but you're never quite a flower. You feel more just like a weed.